Perth is off to Hollywood. Well, at least a couple of Perthians are. David McDonnell, along with his co-creator Rick Grisby, run Last Pixel. It's the Northbridge-based animation and visual effects company who found themselves nominated for an Oscar for their work on live-action short film Please Hold. Right now, the pair are taking their seats at the Dolby Theatre in LA as the 94th Academy Awards kick off. RTRFM's Daniel Raphael caught David last week just as he was heading off to the airport.
How did it feel to know you would be taking your seat this year at the Academy Awards?
At first it was a little bit of a shock, so much so that when the producers and the director rang me and said, "Hey, you're going to the Oscars," I actually said, "Oh, no, I can't.
Just a bit of like denial almost. How do they tell you? Is it a letter, an email? Do they call you up? How's it work?
Well, the producers rang me directly, and it was just a overseas number on a Sunday, and I actually ignored it, thinking it was one of the regular spam calls we're getting. But then I got a few extra messages from Mark, the producer, saying, "Ring us when you can." So I rang him back straight away on what I'd be hooked in everyone else, and they said, "Congratulations, you're going to the Oscars." And I'm like, "Well, no." But to be fair, our borders had literally only just opened. Mm. It was only a couple of weeks ago. Then I had a little bit of a think about it and thought, well, I should be able to see what I can do. It did seem like it was out of the realms of possibility of getting enough stuff organised in time to make that happen, but we pulled it together.
Yeah, very high turnaround. I must admit, I probably would have declined the call on the Sunday as well if it was from an unknown number too. I'm with you there. Of course, you're there for Please Hold, which is an Oscar-nominated live-action short film awarded the Grand Jury Prize at the coveted Florida Film Festival as well. What is your 15-second elevator pitch for the movie for listeners who may not have heard of it?
Well, Mateo is a young Latino man on his way to work when he's arrested by drones and incarcerated in an automated prison system where, much to his frustration, he finds it hard to get any other human on the line.
What inspired you to tell this story of Mateo?
The screenwriter, director, KD Davila, and her co-writer, Levin Menesha, they came up with the story. My role in this was really just to help them realize the vision and, you know, come to the party with the visual effects and the CG. And, you know, with my studio, Last Pixel, here in Perth, we came along and helped them out and helped make that happen for them.
And the visual effects sounding like something that is quite significant in terms of this film, which we'll touch on later. I'm really interested to know, you mentioned that, you know, the turnaround to get yourselves to LA was quite quick because we literally just opened the borders several weeks ago. How did COVID impact the filmmaking and creative process over the last few years for you folks?
Well, in this particular project, it had actually started before the pandemic and it had shot and it had been edited and it was just waiting on the post before the pandemic. And we'd actually got a fair way through it before it actually all kicked off. I was actually over there in LA in March, almost 2 years ago today, when I was catching up with the filmmakers when it all went really pear-shaped in terms of the pandemic. And we came on home and we finished off about the last part of it probably during the next 3 or 4 months during the start of the pandemic. So in some ways we had a little bit of a head start because we've been doing all of the stuff via Zoom anyway before anyone knew that's how the rest of us would be working for the next 2 years.
It's been an interesting time for all industries, but particularly creative industries. So Dave, you're with Last Pixel, a visual effects company, and it sounds like technology is a major part of your work, but also the film Please Hold. What sort of interesting technologies or innovations were used in the creation of this film?
It was probably fairly straightforward in terms of the visual effects, in terms of this. And it wasn't one that's really outlandish in terms of visual effects. It's kind of very subtle, I guess, in that it's all believable-looking stuff. Nothing's not trying to be too crazy in the sci-fi world. But I guess one thing we actually did that was probably a little bit different in terms of normally with the stuff that's on a screen in the visual effects, the impetus these days is to sort of composite that in post-production. But in this one, you know, I knew that that would just mean they had so many shots they would have to do in visual effects, and it would also affect the drama performance of the main actor trying to act either opposite a blank screen or opposite something that was pre-recorded. So we actually decided to, I guess, make kind of like a digital puppet for the screen, where it was effectively just a web page that we built for the screen, and actually someone could do all the things that he's interacting with it via voice or via touch, but someone else could be doing those commands. So they could really time that to when he drew the cues of that performance, et cetera, which for a short film that's kind of low budget sort of really helps them like focus on performance and not get caught up in the nitty-gritty of, you know, have we got this shot done right so they'd be able to put something on the screen later? Is it going to be able to be tracked, which is a technical term to help me figure out where to put things later on? So we kind of did that, which is in some ways a little bit more of an old school kind of implementation than an innovation, but it's kind of a little bit of a modern spin of just, you know, make it for real, shoot it for real, and do it with technology, you know, that can be put on a screen.
Yeah, amazing. Honestly, Dave, anything technology-wise that I touch blows up, so I find this stuff fascinating. Pretty awesome. And heading to LA, it's something that most of us probably wouldn't have even considered just, you know, generally even for a holiday in the last few years. How significant is it to be travelling and to be an Australian artist, let alone, you know, someone based in Perth, on the international stage for this award?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's an interesting thing because the last couple of years, I think largely things like Zoom, et cetera, have shown that you can do a lot of the work remotely. But, you know, it still is an industry predicated on relationships and trust. And, you know, there's certainly stuff that can only really happen, you know, face-to-face where you can build on those things. And, you know, as a VFX business, we've been making some inroads into tapping into the Hollywood and LA market just during the pandemic, and then that was sort of cut off at the knees where we couldn't go and travel and couldn't, you know, continue those relationships and go over there and seek work. So it's kind of been a little bit of a holding pattern for the last couple of years. So it's great to be able to not only be able to go back and, you know, further those relationships, but to go back there on the back of it actually being something that's actually at the Oscars is pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely massive. So what's next for Last Pixel and yourself?
There's still a lot of projects we do that are local based. We work on a lot of documentaries with really great local producers, and some of those things are still on the world stage as well. We're doing something at the moment, which is actually for Disney Plus streaming, and that's all made completely out of Perth here. So you know, we've got a lot of those projects on the boil, but then, you know, there's discussions for some pretty big feature films that we're having at the moment, but nothing I can really talk about or nothing that's necessarily definite. But, you know, the goal is to be able to bring, you know, a lot more projects and work to Perth and help grow the local post industry.
Well, we wait in anticipation for all of those things. Dave, that was all for me. I really appreciate your time, and all the best. Have a safe and awesome travels. LA is going to be very cool.
Cool. Thank you so much.
On RTRFM, having a listen into a conversation there between Daniel Raphael and Dave McConnell. He is right now sitting at the Oscars. Can you believe it? He and partner Rick Grisby run Last Pixel. It is a Northbridge-based animation and visual effects company that have been nominated for an Oscar, which feels crazy to say about some folks who quite literally have their office down the road here in from the Mount Lawley studio. They're sitting at the Oscars right now in anticipation. A short film they've worked on, Please Hold, has been nominated, sending them big fingers and toes crossed, and we'll have to wait and see. The winners are rolling out now as the 94th Academy Awards get underway.